This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Power is out at the substation in Oak Creek. Electrical power in the town is being run by a generator. Western Area Power Administration is working on making the repairs and getting the substation back online as soon as possible. The electrical power outage in Oak Creek happened at noon on Tuesday. It was caused by a marmot getting into the substation and causing significant damage. A tree planting team of students, administrators, and volunteers helped plant 12 cottonwoods at Steamboat Springs High School Tuesday. It's to replace those cottonwoods that had to be removed because of construction last year. Thank you to Matt Treadway, Pascal Genesta, Cactus Beauregard, Brad Weber, and Mitch Clark, and everyone who helped with those efforts. Flags are being picked up off of the graves of those who served in the military and are buried at Steamboat Springs Cemetery. That's at 5:30 tonight. That's from Monday's Memorial Day service. The Craig Chamber is hosting a chamber mixer. It's Thursday from 5 to 7 at the chamber offices at 775 Yampa Avenue in Craig. The community is invited. It includes JOLT, that is the Joint Organizations Leading Transition. And those attending the Northwest Colorado Energy Summit, they're invited. Featured guests will include support staff for U.S. Senator Michael Bennett. June 1st through 4th is the Yampa River Festival. It's the 43rd year for the event. The main event to watch is this Saturday, June 3rd, at the Sea Hole behind the library in Steamboat Springs. Friends of the Yampa are paying special attention to high river flows and safety in case any changes have to be made because the water's too high for some of the bridges in the town stretch. June is also Yampa River Month. The Maybell Rodeo Club hosts the first Gymkhana of the season. It's tonight. The rodeo starts at 6:30. It's in the Maybell Arena, and it is $5 per event. The Craig Swimming Pool Complex set to open June 1st. That's tomorrow. But the wave pool, it didn't weather the winter well, so the wave pool is set to open June 7th. Check out what's happening in the Yampa Valley. It's all on the community calendar on our website. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at steamboatradio.com.